Time to join EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome, Joan Lewis, who brings us the Vatican Week in review. Joan, a busy week.
A really incredible one, and it's going to be different next week because, of course, the Pope will be going to Castel Gandolfo for his summer vacation. No more general audiences in July, and the Angelus will be from Castel Gandolfo, and I think the first general audience then will be on August 1st. So
that's right.
For 4 weeks, we'll have it be kind of quiet, probably no press conferences, and there would be some nominations, which, of course, there was a flurry of nominations this week and appointments, but those are few and far between, but they still happen in the summer, and some of the interesting events did really occur over the weekend. We had the news of the Holy Father meeting with cardinals to discuss the VatiLeaks situation. And he does meet several times a year with the cardinals, the heads of the different dicasteries or offices in the Roman Curia. That's for usually curial business. But this time it was all about the leaks, of course, confidential documents that over a period of months have been leaked from the Vatican. The Pope met with the head of the dicasteries, and then he met with a separate group of five cardinals: George Pell of Sydney, Mark Ouellette, prefect of the Congregation for Bishops, Jean-Louis Torrent, president of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, Camillo Ruini, for many years the vicar general for Rome, and Joseph Tomko, the prefect emeritus of the Evangelization Congregation. And then what the Holy Father is going to do, given that as we speak, of course, the cardinals have been in town all week from different countries because 46 archbishops always receive the pallium on June 29th, and many people from their countries are in town for this celebration. So the Pope will also be meeting with those cardinals.
Today there was a big appointment.
Exactly.
An American was named communications advisor.
Well, that's really probably, if you just go to look over the headlines of the week, to tap the word Vatican in on a Google search or something, and you're going to find the news that Greg Burke was appointed senior communications advisor to the Vatican's Secretariat of State. And he will be responsible, actually, to the number two man in the Secretariat of State. And the news was leaked just a tad earlier than the Vatican's official announcement, but Father Lombardi did confirm the appointment, and he said the goal of this new figure will be to contribute to integrating attention to communication issues within the Secretariat of State and handling relations with the press office and other institutions in charge of communications. Probably the Vatican and Greg Burke together are going to have a certain learning curve, simply because the office is new. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be going into an office with an established protocol, staff, et cetera, to the Holy See.
John, moving on to Sunday.
Two, again, newsworthy parts of the Angelus really came at the end. The Pope did talk about the Feast of John the Baptist, June 24th. It's a big, big day in Rome, as a matter of fact. And while the Pope did focus for some time on John the Baptist, he also, at the end of his remarks on the Baptist, did talk about the fact that Tuesday he would go to earthquake-struck Emilia-Romagna to symbolize the entire Church's solidarity.
And
which he did. He asked people to accompany him with his prayers, and he also noted, by the way, that Sunday marked the Pope's Charity Day, and he thanked all the local church communities, families, and individual worshipers for their ongoing and generous support, which benefits many brothers in trouble. So money comes into the Pope for his charities, and he designates where it goes. So then Tuesday, in an incredibly hot weather, spent several hours in Emilia-Romagna, met earthquake victims, people who had lost their homes and everything else. And in particular, he did stop in front of the Church of St. Catherine of Alexandria in silent prayer. That had partially collapsed, and the very much loved pastor, Father Ivan Martini, died trying to save a statue of Mary. And that statue was on the front steps of the church. The Holy Father stopped before the church and the statue. And actually, that did accompany him on his trip to one or two other stops, especially where he spoke. But in his wonderful words, you could tell how heartfelt the people's gratitude was for his presence. And the Pope assured everybody, said, "You are not alone. You will never be alone." he really indicated that he understood their pain and loss. So a very special day for the Pope and for the citizens of Emilia-Romagna.
His next big appointment was on Wednesday, as always, no?
Wednesday, of course, the Pope had his general audience, and as I said at the start of the show, this is his last one until August 1st, and the Pope focused on as he's been doing, the letters of St. Paul. This week it was the letter to the Philippians, which the Pope called the great Christological hymn. And I thought some of the more remarkable words were when he stressed that Jesus Christ is the only Lord of our life amidst the many rulers who want to steer and guide it. And that's why we must have a range of values, but God must come first. Even the abbreviated version of this audience, the summary that some of the news agencies have given, they really did seem to stress the important points. It's kind of worth rereading again.
So on Friday, it's a big holiday here in Rome because it's a religious feast day, but it's also a holiday in the city. It's Saints Peter and Paul,
the patron saints of Rome.
And of course, it's going on in the Vatican.
A holiday in the Vatican. And the Pope traditionally confers the pallium on metropolitan archbishops. Now, on June 29th, those who receive the pallium are those who've been named metropolitan archbishops since the previous June 29th. And normally, the first one to have been named after June 29th of one year becomes the archbishop who concelebrates the Mass with the Holy Father. Now, there's a change in the pallium ceremony this year, not in the ceremony itself of the Pope conferring the pallium on the bishops as a sign of their authority and their link with the Holy See. It's where this ceremony takes place in the Mass. Normally, it came after the Pope's homily, so it was right in the middle of the Eucharistic celebration. But because the pallium ceremony is not a sacramental, it does not have a sacramental character, they decided to take it out of the middle of Mass, which like becomes then interrupted. You almost forget you're there for Mass. And the entire pallium ceremony will now be at the beginning of Mass. So then when that is done, the 46 archbishops receive their palliums, the Pope begins celebrating Mass, and that goes on uninterrupted. A very notable, important change, which, by the way, the Holy Father approved.
And many thanks there go to Joan Lewis, EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome.